Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, Chicago bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with us. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend, Dr. William B. Connolly. Bill Connolly is the author of Bizonomics, From the Headlines to Your Bottom Line. You can find it wherever books are sold. ConnollyConsulting.com, is that right, Bill?
Yeah, Connolly Consulting, and just remember, Connolly only has one N.
One N in the middle.
Or just ask Mr. Google about Bill Connolly, and Mr. Google knows all.
All about you, yeah. So check that out, folks. Hey, Bill, there's some things going on right now in the economy that I'm concerned about. I'm concerned about all the money that the Fed is pumping into the economy that's benefiting Wall Street, not so much Main Street. And I just have this instinct. I'm not an economist like you are, but I've been around a long time. I've got pretty good instincts. I've got this instinct that this thing, that the $87 billion the Fed's putting into the economy every month in new cash, basically, most of it's going to the upper end of the economy, not out to Main Street. And if that creates a bubble, some kind of it's propping up something that shouldn't be propped up. We got record stock market levels right now, that when that comes crashing down, Main Street, which never really took advantage of all that, is going to be hurt badly. And I'm concerned about that. What do you think? Is that justified?
Well, a little bit, but not quite as much as you probably think it is. Here's the way I think of it. The Federal Reserve is pushing a lot of stimulus out.
$87 billion a month.
Right, but it's not moving from their pockets into mainstream pockets, Main Street pockets.
That's right.
Right. But it is, I think, worth doing, trying to get the economy going a little bit faster. The catch is not going to come this year. The catch is going to come in some future year when the economy really starts to go, and then the Fed is going to have to do a 180.
Right.
And they're going to have to drain that stimulus.
Right.
And Jim, here's the crucial thing. They're going to have to drain it at exactly the right time and exactly the right magnitude, or we go into another business cycle.
And see, that's my point, Bill, is that you know, that they call it taking the punch bowl away at the party. Just about the time things get exciting, they start taking money out of the economy. But what I'm saying, Bill, is you can't tell me, you'll never convince me, that all this money that the Fed is pumping into the economy isn't contributing to record stock prices right now.
Yeah, it probably is. You know, it is giving us, I think, it's a small step towards the cheap mortgages.
Yeah.
And if you've got good credit and you haven't refinanced your home in the last 12 days, you know, talk to a mortgage broker.
Yeah.
And that's a positive for the economy. And, you know, a lot of small businesses are using commercial mortgages to finance their company.
Right.
And so this stimulus plan may very well be helpful to Main Street in ways that you don't quite see.
The interest rates are good for the economy right now. I agree with that. But I'm just concerned about this. We'll see. 3 years from now, you and I will be looking back on this, and we'll, you know, one of us is going to be right. And I hope you're more right than I am. What else do you see out there, Bill? If you're looking 3 to 5 years down the road, what do you think?
Yeah, well, you know, the other thing that people ought to have on their mind is the cheap natural gas. Mm-hmm. We're in a really new world, and anybody who fuels, say, a delivery fleet, trucks or any vehicle that's on the road a lot needs to be looking at what's happening with natural gas and how much cheaper it is than diesel fuel or gasoline.
Exactly. So you feel that natural gas is going to be, we can count on it to be at that level for a while?
Yeah, 20 years plus or minus a couple, and that's going to have a big impact on people who have to deliver or people have to run diesel equipment. And it's also going to stimulate three sectors of the economy a lot.
Right.
The first is chemicals, because they use a lot of natural gas.
Mm-hmm.
Second is metals. So there aren't a lot of small businesses in there. But if you are in a community with a metal smelter or mm-hmm. a small steel mill, this is a shot
they're
in the arm to your to your world. And then the third one is the glass and ceramics.
Right.
And we don't do a lot of foreign trade there, but there's going to be some opportunity mm-hmm. in that.
Hey, Bill, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Great chatting with you.
Come back again real soon. Dr. William Connerly, ladies and gentlemen, the author of Bizonomics. Bill will be back another day. And be sure to check out his website, ConnerlyConsulting.com. And remember, Connerly just has one N. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.